every day.
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.
This morning we're talking about unfulfilled dreams and ambitions. Gone, not forgotten maybe. Every time you pick the guitar up, when you get a moment alone, every time when you get a chance to grab, I think of chopsticks. My kids use the chopsticks as drumsticks. Mm-hmm. They think that they everything in the house becomes drums.
Yeah.
And then when they've got chopsticks, everyone thinks they're Phil Collins and a drum solo.
Do you guys remember our year-end function when we went to Boco for a karaoke stint, or little karaoke stint? I thought, hey, you know what? I could have actually also been a singer if I wanted
to. Exactly. But then
don't stop believing.
Yeah, don't stop believing, in the words of Journey.
Yeah.
Not every person that wants to be in a band wants to be the singer.
Mm.
You've got to have the beat and the backbone of the band, the drums and the bass.
Oh,
and then from there onto your rhythm and your lead and your whatever. And even if you want to play the triangle.
Ding. That's going to be me.
One job only. Ding. But often you hear these stories of mom or dad or auntie or uncle that could have been a big singer in the day, or been in a band and was once in a band.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you know,
life
happened, and now they're no longer doing that.
I was in the school band.
Yes, man.
The most important instrument in the entire band. You can't screw it up, yet I did time and time again. And all I had to do was...
Yeah.
And I still screwed up. So I had a lovely gig of playing the cymbals in the school band.
Do you know how good your timing needs to be to play the cymbals? I mean, you can't just come crashing in over lyrics and stuff. Your timing, even though it's just the cymbals, it's very important.
It's very important, but you know, sometimes your nerves get the better of you and your timings are just fire, and everybody knows about it. And then, let me just look at a nice version of saying it. Then your instructor will tell you, Slandi Sedung Man. Yeah. But anyway,
Andre, when last did you give those cymbals a good crash together? Now, how many years ago?
Look, I'm going to give my age away. That was 93 St. William Hoere School in St. William. I was in school with Boer van der Merwe, uncle Tola's son. We had the greatest times. The band was awesome. We went on a bit of a tour. Some of our actually, I can't remember what you call it, guy walking in front, he actually made it to Germany. He made it to Germany. Our bass drum player, Aldo, made it to Germany. It was quite an awesome time. It was nice bonding with the guys. It's a different experience, guys. You can't explain it.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a recording artist and sing. And in my youth, I'm now 51 next month. And... You know, like on my phone, I've only got backtracks. And I spend my time to entertain myself in my flat. I'll put the backtracks on and I look in the mirror and I'll perform. And it's been like years. There was a time about 3 or 4 years ago, I would take my music box and I'd go stand in Kalk Bay and I would sing. And people would give me quite a bit of money. I just have that fear that I'm a little bit old. Because people are always telling me, oh, sing for us, and you got such a beautiful voice. And if I had a voice like you, then I would. And I just don't know what to do or where to go.
You know, the only band I could play in was the wind band, the natural wind band.
The natural wind.
No, seriously. I tried the choir, and I thought I did pretty well. And then they asked me nicely, please leave.
Oh, no.
Give it a second chance, would be great.
Rick, were you also kicked out of the choir?
I was also kicked out of the choir, so I feel your pain, Shelley.
Thank you.
So let's, and I was grade 7 at the time. I just wanted to join because I really liked this girl.
There we go.
But because the choirs in primary school, they went on camps. We didn't as sporting teams. And I wanted to go on a camp.
I did modern dancing once.
No.
And I'm so sorry I gave it up. Adrian, my cousin and I, right, we decided like in our very young years that we were going to go do dancing.
Oh,
and we went, oh, wow. 2 boys, 40 girls. Hello.
Nice.
Who's winning now?
So good.
A choir. You got the wrong,
Oh, my goodness.
I was modern dancing. And everything was good until I had to wear tights.
There we go.
And perform in front of the parents.
Please tell me there are photos.
Thank heavens it's all been lost in the mountain fire. So there was a fire and I went to go take a box of things.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile.
Smile 90.4 FM.